little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, let's do it, man.
Hey, I'm Harry.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Tim.
And together we are...
Middle Kids.
Oh, I really wanted you to say it all in unison.
Yeah, well,
I was there. Last year, Sydney-based trio Middle Kids came to Midori House to play for us. Middle Kids are Hannah Joy, Harry Day and Tim Fitz. And this May, they have a brand new EP coming out called New Songs for Old Problems. When the band performed for us last year, it was around the release of their debut album, Lost Friends. And it's the tracks they played for us then that we're going to listen to now.
Darling, I pick you up just to let you drop. When we got started, I was guarded. I almost forgot about you. It was charming the way we danced around the truth. We were smiling, but always had it. And then our feet were somehow quickly slow. Thought I was healthy, but I'm joking. Must be catching up my smoking. I wish that I never played. Standing out in the rain tonight, like you've got something to say to God. Have you got a debt to pay back for something you did way back? Standing out in the rain tonight, like you've got something to say. You're joking. You must be catching up your smoking. I wish that you never played. Standing out in the rain tonight, like you got something to say to God. You got a debt to pay back for something you did way back. You're standing out in the rain tonight, like you got something. Say to God, have you got a debt to pay back for something you did way back? You want to make it okay.
The three of you have quite different musical backgrounds. I know, Hannah, you're classically trained and Harry comes from more of a sort of jazz background. How did you end up at Let's Do an Indie Rock Band?
I think probably the impetus for that was Edge of Town. That was our first single we made. I wrote it originally in quite a different style. And Tim and I were actually jamming on it one day. And that was Tim's vision, really, of feeling like it needed me to play guitar for it, which I hadn't previously played much at all. So then we started kind of jamming on it in a more indie rock realm and really loved it. And then kind of like there was like a trickle effect from all the other songs that were coming out, and just kind of this new path opened for us. And it's really fun because, yeah, it's like quite different to what we've done historically and what we've studied. But it means that we can bring those influences of the other realms of music and into the rock world. But yeah, we love playing this kind of music. It's like really cathartic and fun.
So how did Edge of Town start out then?
It was an electro pop song.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was thinking actually about like releasing it because it's almost 2 years since we released it. And I was thinking on the release date we could put out the demo of what it started as. But maybe that's too much.
No, that could be awesome.
Do like a growth album.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But a lot of the bands that we list, like we listen to a lot of rock music growing up as well. I feel like is actually kind of just the right moment to sort of start playing some more in that style, which is really fun.
The guys actually made me disown my jazz, the Sydney jazz community, join the band, which is tough, but...
They probably disowned you as well, really. Yeah.
So they are the lost friends.
Yes, oh, the jazzy boys and girls.
Yeah.
It's all about the jazz crowd.
We've all got them.
Yeah.
Lost jazz friends.
The song's called Never Start.
This time there's been no change, 'cause you've got no heart and I've got no brain. But I know, I know, I know, we like to learn the hard way. You can be the self-appointed sitting in your chair, and I'll be your tornado baby twisting through the air. But I don't
We got a guy called Peter Cadis in Connecticut to mix it.
And this is the guy who's done loads of stuff with like Interpol and loads of big names.
Yeah.
So that must have been pretty good as a up and coming indie band to go work with him.
Yeah, he had amazing stories about, he'd be like, my friend Yancey, he bought this mic from me, or you know, he'd sort of like name drop, and it was really. I mean, he's pretty instrumental in that New York indie rock scene that came up in the early 2000s to now even. So it was very sort of inspiring to be around him.
And you've been touring a lot recently, lots of traveling. Do you write while you're on the road, or is it purely tour time?
Like little ditties on the road, definitely. Or like, Tim. Or like I'll write a song every now and then, but sometimes they're not that good. So, but like, you know.
Just jingles. Just mostly add jingles.
Just to pay the bills.
But there's a song that came out. It's coming out today, I think, or tomorrow, called On My Knees. And you wrote, I remember you wrote the riff for that in a sound check.
In Walmart. Yeah.
In Walmart?
Walmart.
I was going to say Warm-Up.
Warm-Up.
Oh, in Warm-Up.
Are we like a football team now?
That's how I see this. Yeah. But yeah, so yes. But, and then like gather all the information from the road and then really kind of hunker down when we get back and write, flesh out the songs, you know? But we love playing live. I mean, you know, that's probably the main thing we want to do and the thing that feels the most meaningful to us. So it's like so fun that we can play, and we just hope to play forever. This song is called Edge of Town.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's archive session was first broadcast in April 2018 and was performed by Middle Kids. Their new EP, New Songs for Old Problems, is out this May.
You say when the streets are talking, yeah, they call my name. And I walk a little further, I could go all day. And the trees are reaching, pointing out the way. Got a muddled up engine to the edge of town, and then the road cracked open, sucked me in, and now I'm down. I'm standing face to face with the king of the underground. Some things just don't add up. I'm upside down, I'm inside out. To the truth that day, I heard his call in the alleyway, and the more resounding answer that I could take, 'cause I don't know nothing, and I got no way. I got a muddled up engine to the edge of town, and then the road cracked open, sucked me in. Something on your mind, tick tock. Can I take it for a while? Hey, guy, have you got something on your mind, tick tock? Can I take it for a while? Hey, guys, I got something on my mind, tick tock. Could you take it for a while?